This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If we look at the first story that I cited, Yusuf alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salam, we have this young boy Yusuf, he's between the age of 5 and 7, and he sees this dream, and he goes to his father, and he reveals the dream, that my father, I saw the sun and the moon and 11 stars prostrating to me. The father is a prophet of Allah. He knows that this dream means that Allah has chosen my son. And through deduction, you understand that the father is contemplating that what will happen if the rest of my sons know about this dream. I'm trying to raise all my children, right? If they know about this dream, it will become a tool for shaitan to use to sow enmity between them. Look how deep he is, Yaqub. He's not just taking the dream at face value here. He's thinking of the consequences of the dream being released to the rest of the family. This is what a father does, right? Yeah, he's not just winging it. He's being a father, right? So he tells his son, لا تقصص رؤياك. Do not mention this dream to your brothers, على إخوتك. This is a command. But he doesn't stop at the command. This is what we need to do. We need to ponder. You know, how his home is different to our homes. Today, many of our homes are military bases. We just give commands. If you're a mother, you have your stripes. If you're a father, you have your stripes. Who's the general? Who's the sergeant? All we do is give commands to our children. Do this, don't do that. And then we get angry when they don't listen. That's our parental philosophy, right? We give the command and then we dish out the punishment. Right? We never teach them why. Right? And in modern day science, in terms of psychology, they actually state that if you give your if you instruct a child without explaining your instruction, then children are inquisitive. They're curious. They might listen to your instruction when they're with you because they're scared of you. But when you're not there, they're going to experiment to say, let's see what happens if I do it. Right? Let's see what happens if I do it. So we run our homes in the military way, where we dish out commands and we don't expect feedback and don't accept feedback. Right? We think about raising our kids how our parents raised us, or our grandparents raised our parents. Right? That if the child today questions his mother or father, what will we say? That's la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What a disrespectful son you are. You know, when your grandfather used to talk to us when we were young, we used to sit like this. We never used to even look at his eyes. And you can look at our eyes and ask us things. I told you don't do this and you're telling me, but you do it. Yeah, in case you didn't get the memo, brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the upgraded version of children. Huh? This is Windows something else. You're running on the previous version, you better move with the times, right? Because a lot of software is not compatible with your software at the moment. You need to upgrade your operating system. This is a different child in a different century. Their minds are stimulated in different ways. If you're going to tell them not to do something whilst you're doing it, they're going to tell you, but why do you do it? And don't think you can just tell them, do as I say, don't do as I do. It's not going to cut it. It doesn't work in this century. They're going to do it to see what happens if I do it. Right? Right. I was watching this speech that was given by these Toastmaster candidates, and the person who won it was talking about, you know, his discussions with his son. And he says, I had a son who likes to write on the walls. So, you know, I'd tell my son that don't write on the walls. And you know what? The next day, he'll look at me and he'll write on the wall. That's how daring the children are, right? It's a different generation, brothers and sisters in Islam. The point is, Ya'qub is teaching us the correct parental philosophy. He commands his son, but he explains the command. He says, فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا. And my son, if you tell them about your dream, they'll plot against you. He explains why he shouldn't do it. But he doesn't stop there, brothers and sisters in Islam. He realizes, and this is what a father is doing, this is parenting in practice. He's thinking that all these other years, I've been teaching my child that, you know, his brothers are his protectors. As brothers, you must be united. Blood is thicker than water. There shouldn't be enmity between you all, and so on and so forth. He's thinking about this, that, you know, how will Yusuf receive my instruction now? When I tell him that these brothers who I told you are your protectors, right? Now I'm telling you, if you tell them about this dream, they'll plot against you. No doubt Yaqub is contemplating. So what does he do? He goes on to teach his child about shaytan. He says, Inna shaytana lil insani aduun mubin. That indeed shaytan to mankind is a clear enemy. That my dear son, look, whatever they do, if they do it, they're responsible for doing it. But don't forget shaytan's role in the matter. Now, these are lessons being passed on to a boy at a very young age. And if you contemplate this, you learn from the Quran that your child is never too young to learn. And you shouldn't have this philosophy that they're too young. Leave them ignorant. Later on we'll teach them. It doesn't work like that, brothers and sisters in Islam. If you don't teach them, the TV will teach them. The internet will teach them. Right? The neighbor's kids will teach them. Right? The street will teach them. They have minds that are like magnets. They absorb whatever is around them. If you're not first in charge in terms of what goes into their mind, don't think they'll remain ignorant. They won't remain ignorant. They will become educated from other sources.